Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Time for the Daily Ticker. Two stops to make on the MVP, homeloans.com, Guild Hotline. The first one, Oklahoma City Thunder getting ready tonight for the Houston Rockets. A pivotal matchup because of playoff seeding. It is still going on in the West. The Rockets in OKC, 6:30, our time here on TNT. And joining us now is the beat writer for the Thunder for the Athletic, Brett Dawson, and his Twitter handle says, formerly of a bunch of other places as well, and he joins us now. Brett, thanks for taking a couple minutes with us here in Portland. Could you walk us through the scenarios in the final two games of what the playoff seeding could be for the Oklahoma City Thunder if they win tonight?
I could not. Your show is not that long, probably, but I can give you some basics, which essentially the Thunder are trying to avoid the eighth seed.
Yeah.
If they lose one of these games, that's a possibility. If they lose both of these games, it's a virtual certainty that they would be the eight. They'd have to play Golden State. They don't want to do that, but there's still a bunch of other stuff. The seven is still alive. The six is still alive. The six could be either against Houston in the three or Denver in the three, depending on what happens. And then even the five is a possibility with Portland as the four. A lot has to happen there. So there are still a bunch of different scenarios for them. And the Thunder are in one of the easier positions, just in the sense that it's just like, just win. They just need to win the games. They don't need to worry about, should we win this one or that one? You just win and then hope for some help.
Where's the confidence level in this team going in? I mean, I know the second half hasn't been pretty at times, and Paul George has been banged up through stretches of this post-All-Star break. But they've won three in a row, granted against inferior opponents. Where's the confidence level for them going into the playoffs?
Well, I think getting somewhat better. You mentioned the three wins in a row. The Laker team they beat has actually been really hot. It's kind of a weird deal that the Lakers have started to win some games, and they did handle the Lakers. They beat the Pistons, who needed that win and survived an incredible performance from Blake Griffin. And then they go up to Minnesota. They had not beaten the T-Wolves all year, and they did go to Minnesota and beat them. So the wins are, you know, they're not great wins, but they're great wins for these guys because they were so bad coming out of the All-Star break. They really needed wins. They just needed wins whatever way they could get them. They've started to make a few shots. The defense has been up and down. You know, they know that if they can get back to where they were, you know, the month leading into the All-Star break, when they really looked like one of the two or three best teams in the league, they can beat anybody. But they have not played anywhere close to that for the last 22 games or so.
Yeah. Brett Dawson, our guest, covering the Thunder for the Athletic. He's on Twitter at @BDawsonWrites. Give him a follow for everything Oklahoma City. I'll get you out of here on a two-parter, Brett. The first is, what is the status of Paul George's shoulder injury? That's always kind of been a questionable one for some in this stretch where they've really struggled. And if they had to face anybody in round one to get to round two, who do you think they'd prefer to play?
Yeah, so with Paul, I think the shoulder, you know, he's had two different shoulder problems. He had a right shoulder coming right out of the break. He hurt it. And then the left is the one that's given him more trouble. So, you know, I think he's, you know, he's been cleared to play. He's not on any kind of minutes limitations. I don't think he's himself, and I do think this will be one of those things where after the season's over, Paul will, whether or not he has a procedure, will tell us, yeah, it was bothering me more than I let on, as players often do. I think he's not going to talk about it while it's happening, but I certainly don't think he's 100% and hasn't been for a while. In terms of matchups, I think from their standpoint, they have to look at Portland as the most favorable one. They beat Portland four times, and Nurkic isn't going to play. And Nurkic has always played really well against them, and he's a guy who kind of neutralizes some of what Steven Adams does well. So I think from that standpoint, just based on they can't get to Utah in any of these matchups. That's another team they swept. Playoffs are a different animal, certainly no guarantees. But I think if they had to pick and they had the option of Golden State, Denver, Houston, or a Portland team that's not going to have Nurkic, they would pick the Blazers.
There we go. Brett Dawson covering the Thunder for the Athletic. Man, good job. Great work. Good insight. And we might have you on for the postseason.
Sure. Thank you, guys. Anytime.
Yep. There we go. Good stuff from Brett Dawson. We move on now. A big story in the world of sports. A commercial was released by Budweiser.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
I got a little teary-eyed, I got to admit. And we're talking with Donovan Campbell now down in Miami. Channel 7 down there on the MVPHomeLoans.com Guild Hotline. Give him a follow on Twitter at DonovanC7Sports. And he joins us now. Donovan, thanks for a couple minutes with us here in Portland, man. How emotional do you think that building is going to be for almost everybody in attendance, including yourself, with D-Wade's last home game tonight?
I'm going to be honest. I definitely think there will be some tears by many fans. Even myself watching that commercial today, I didn't tear up, but it was just like, wow, that was special, you know, to see his mom come out and the Parkland victim's sister come out. It was just amazing just to see. If you didn't get a little fuzzy wuzzy inside, something's definitely wrong with you. I don't care if you're the toughest man.
Well, I mean, look, they need some wins too. Obviously, it's going to be an emotional night, but they're still playing potentially for a chance to make the playoffs. What are the scenarios, and do you think they're going to make it here in the final two games of the regular season?
I think that's my biggest fear, that all the emotions that's going to get poured into this ceremony for D-Wade that starts here at 7 o'clock prompt. That's what they're asking Miami fans to do, which is going to be hard because Miami time is a whole different time than the rest of the nation. But needless to say, that's my biggest fear, all the emotion that's going to go into that ceremony, that the team is not going to come out and play like they need to play because they have to win both games and they have to rely on two other teams to lose games. And I mean, that's going to be tough. It's definitely tough.
Yeah. Donovan Campbell, our guest. He's covering Miami Heat basketball for Channel 7 down there in the 305, and he's joining us now here on the Daily Ticker. It's a shame that they're sitting right now on the outside of the playoff race. They're chasing Detroit for that 8 seed, as you guys just talked about. But I feel like if Paul Pierce was on the Miami Heat right now, they would make the playoffs because he's a better player than Dwayne Wade, right?
Oh, of course Paul Pierce is a better player. You know, you saw Jalen Rose drop all the accolades. I'm pretty sure Paul Pierce still thinks he's a better player. I mean, that's who Paul Pierce is.
We've seen so many legendary sports figures in that city over the years. This is such a cliche question, but how do you rank or where do you put Dwayne Wade amongst the all-time Miami sports icons that we've seen?
That's easy. He's number one. I mean, he's bigger than Marino. He's bigger than Shula. I'm sorry. Marino never won the championships. Shula's a coach, so he was Wade did it. Wade did it on the court, on the field, whatever you want to call it. And not to mention his electrifying plays on the court, but his grace off it. That's what makes D-Wade number one in our hearts by far in the 305. Come on, it's Wade County, for Pete's sake.
That's a very good point, Donovan. It is Wade County. What do they do? We'll get you out of here on this one. What do they do going forward now? Dwayne Wade leaves. He exits. He has a great send-off. Let's say they miss the postseason. Their salary situation is tough. And I know they got rid of Tyler Johnson, but they still have a lot of money on those books. What do you think their moves are in this coming summer to try to get back to being the Miami Heat, who are a contender within the Eastern Conference?
They better hope that somehow the ping pong balls fall in their favor and they can land Zion Williamson and they can have something sort of buzz here in Miami when D-Wade leaves. Just think, he's 37 years old and he's the best player on their team. And when he's gone after maybe tonight, we're never going to have anything like that again. And Zion Williamson is the only person right now coming up out of college to me that can bring that electricity back here to the 305, the Magic City.
Man, that's going to be tough. Well, enjoy it tonight, my man. It's going to be a special moment. Cherish it in your career because we don't always get to have those kind of moments. And thanks for coming on. We'll catch up with you down the road, man.
Appreciate it. Who are you telling? When my boss said I was on the schedule tonight, I jumped for joy. I was like, hey, babe, sorry, I'm going to work. I'm working a double tonight.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.